Welcome to Insights for Health, the radio show providing up-to-date information on various health topics. Insights for Health is brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham since 1992. The Healthy Habit, providing natural health solutions all life long.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health. Our topic today is the power of enzymes for optimal health. And joining us is Dr. Zoltan Rona. Dr. Rona practices complementary and integrative medicine, specializing in preventative medicine and natural therapies. He's a graduate of McGill University Medical School and from the University of Bridgeport in Connecticut, has a master's degree in biochemistry and clinical nutrition. And for the past 32 years, has had a private medical practice in Toronto. Good morning, doctor, and welcome to Insights for Health.
Good morning.
Serrapeptase, that's one of the two enzymes that we want to talk about today. So serrapeptase, there was a Mr. Redfern made a quote, as an anti-inflammatory, nothing surpasses serrapeptase to safely stop inappropriate inflammation. So what is it about the serrapeptase?
Well, it's an enzyme that's actually manufactured by the silkworm in order for it to get out of its cocoon and become a butterfly or a moth, I forget which.
Yeah.
But basically, it's a very strong enzyme that breaks down protein. And because of that, it has a lot of therapeutic possibilities. Because a lot of the problems involving inflammation have to do with the elaboration of various products of inflammation, various proteins that can cause pain and swelling and redness and prolong a disease. Like most diseases are due to chronic inflammation, and that's where this enzyme comes in handy because it breaks down the proteins that keep the disease going. So it actually will dissolve things like fibrin and other pro-inflammatory proteins, and it has a lot of benefits in many different areas of medicine.
Yeah. Now, in his statement, he says, he talks about stopping inappropriate inflammation. So there's two kinds of inflammation. There's the appropriate and then there's the inappropriate. So what's the difference between those two, doctor?
Well, appropriate inflammation is the body's first response to an injury or to some toxic element in the environment or some genetic problem or something that's caused by stress. So the body basically creates this inflammatory process as a way of protecting itself and to set up healing. So that's appropriate inflammation. The trouble is that it can become inappropriate if that inflammation is prolonged and becomes chronic. Then you end up with damage to the tissues. That would be inappropriate inflammation. So something like, for example, coronary artery disease, if the inflammation is prolonged, you know, chronically, then you end up with damage to the blood vessels and damage to the heart. So that's inappropriate. But the initial response to injury or to a chemical insult is appropriate because inflammation sets up healing. So if that healing doesn't occur and the inflammation becomes chronic, then that would be inappropriate.
Yeah. Now, he said in his statement again, going back there, he says, nothing surpasses serrapeptase. So now there's a lot of very excellent anti-inflammatories. I mean, we can use fish oil, turmeric, boswellia. So what makes serrapeptase different?
Well, serrapeptase will break down proteins that are pro-inflammatory. The body starts making these things in response to chronic inflammation. And what ends up happening is that it can create fibrous tissue that can create blockages or prolong infection. So, for example, in people that have chronic sinusitis, their sinuses and nasal passages become blocked from all this mucus production and other, you know, bacteria or fungi or what have you over there. And what serrapeptase can do is it can break down that fibrous tissue and can break down, you know, those proteins that are there that are responsible for creating the chronic inflammatory process. So serrapeptase can do that. The other supplements you mentioned cannot do that.
So the serrapeptase is going to the source, whereas these other,
yes,
these other supplements go after the symptom.
Yeah, the other supplements are also effective because they thin the blood to some degree. but they're not going to attack, you know, something like chronic bronchitis, chronic sinusitis, chronic arthritis, chronic inflammation. They will not be able to target it and get rid of the proteins that are responsible for the chronic pain.
So it's called a proteolytic enzyme.
Yes.
Can you just describe what that is?
Well, that's an enzyme that breaks down unwanted proteins. So fibrinogen is one of them. The other enzyme that we're going to talk about is even better at breaking down fibrinogen, but serrapeptase does that as well.
This digestion of protein and fibrin, why is that important?
Well, if you want to stop inflammation, you have to get rid of these pro-inflammatory proteins. And if they're always around, then the inflammation is basically created on a chronic level. And that then damages the tissues. So you want to get rid of these proteins as soon as possible.
So someone wrestling with inflammation, they got aches and pains. So they might be using aspirin or ibuprofen. So why would they stop using that to maybe try serrapeptase?
Well, the main reason is that things like aspirin and ibuprofen have a lot of side effects, including hemorrhage from the gastrointestinal tract. Serrapeptase, you can take a whole bottle of serrapeptase and that'll never happen. Serrapeptase is, I would say, 1,000 times safer than any prescription anti-inflammatory, especially the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen. They can cause a whole lot of problems, not just hemorrhage, but it can raise your blood pressure, increase your risk for strokes and heart attacks. You know, I can go on, but, you know, basically serrapeptase is far safer than any of those NSAIDs.
And as effective or more effective?
Yeah, in many ways, they're more effective. If people can take them a lot longer because they won't get side effects, and they're far safer.
So now another characteristic of serrapeptase is that it crosses the blood-brain barrier. Why is that beneficial to us?
Well, most of the chronic mental illnesses that people are suffering from these days, I don't care what it is, whether it's schizophrenia, depression, bipolar disorder, ADHD, et cetera, the basic thing that's going on in the brain is inflammation. So if you can get something into the brain that's anti-inflammatory, then you have another weapon that you can use to reverse a lot of mental problems.
Like you've mentioned, a lot of different things that serrapeptase helps other than just inflammation. Another one is scarring. How does serrapeptase help in scarring?
Well, scarring is just fibrous tissue. So it basically started with those proteins I mentioned earlier, the fibrin or fibrinogen. And initially, it's good for healing. But unfortunately, if it's overdone, as it happens with chronic inflammation, you get these ugly scars. And so serrapeptase over time will help dissolve them if you take the product long enough.
So even having, let's say someone has an injury right now and they're in the process of healing, it's going to help there. But even with a past injury?
Yes, even with past injuries. If there's too much scar tissue or plaque buildup in the arteries or a lot of mucus and dead tissue in the body itself, serrapeptase is something that can help dissolve all that.
So it's dissolving dead tissue that's in the body or non-living tissues as well.
Yes, and in Europe, 50 years ago, Dr. Hans Nieper, who's a very famous doctor, he was using serrapeptase as a way of treating coronary artery disease. In my practice, I have had some patients who have had blockages in their neck arteries, the carotid arteries, and they've taken serrapeptase for 3 to 6 months, and those blockages completely disappeared, and I have proof of that on before and after ultrasounds, and we can see that with serrapeptase, you can basically dissolve all that dead tissue that's blocking the circulation in the neck as well as in the coronary arteries. So this is something that's quite remarkable, and probably anybody that's got coronary artery disease or blockages or poor circulation problem, including varicose veins, can benefit from taking the supplement.
Yeah, so even old sports injuries.
Oh, yeah. All the old sports injuries, sure.
Another benefit is how it helps IBS. Now, I know that's a very broad term and can cover a lot of different things, but how does it help with IBS?
Well, once again, there's when it comes to IBS, you know, there are a lot of things that can irritate the gastrointestinal tract, particularly various bugs, bacteria, parasites, fungi, you name it. If you take an enzyme like serrapeptase on an empty stomach, it can go down into the GI tract and kill these bugs off, you know, and by doing that, it relieves some of the symptoms of IBS. So it is something that can be used as an adjunctive treatment for irritable bowel syndrome or inflammatory bowel disease. It's pretty effective for that too.
So how does a person take serrapeptase?
Well, the best way to take it is at least an hour or two away from food, taken on an empty stomach, because you want to get it into the bloodstream. If you take it with food, it basically digests food. You don't want it for that purpose. What you want it for is to get into the bloodstream and gobble up all those pro-inflammatory proteins, scar tissue, blockages, etc. So you take it on an empty stomach about 1 to 2 hours away from food, and you can start off by taking one capsule. It's 120,000 units, and see how you do with that. If it upsets your stomach, you may have to drink a lot more water with it. If it doesn't upset your stomach, try increasing it gradually. You can go up to as high as, I've put some people on as much as 5 capsules twice a day between meals and with no discomfort whatsoever and with terrific results.
Very helpful in a lot of different things. Another one was sinusitis and chronic bronchitis. You alluded to that earlier. How does it help there?
Right. Well, it basically dissolves mucus. Now, usually when I recommend serrapeptase for that, I also recommend N-acetylcysteine, which is an amino acid that dissolves mucus, along with vitamin C. That combination, vitamin C, NAC, and serrapeptase is wonderful for clearing out all the blockages in the nasal passages and the sinuses.
Doctor, we're going to take a short commercial break, and when we come back, there's another enzyme that we're going to discuss that's very effective for cardiovascular issues. So
sure.
We can pick up on that, and
okay.
We'll be right back.
Okay, terrific.